And blah, blah, blah. Hello. You must be listening because I'm talking. And I'm Tobe. You're listening to Anon Radio. And I'm in the middle of manufacturing some of my new invention. That's right. I have a new invention about a year ago. I invented my greatest invention ever. But the truth of the matter is I can't really take too much credit for it. Because it's one of those clock radio type things again, where all I did was I took two very common objects that had already been around for well over 100 years, and I put them together to make one convenient device to improve the quality of living of people everywhere. I have to admit. So, you got to be asking yourself, I wonder what Tobe put together. And you don't have to wonder very much longer because I am, in fact, going to tell you. And what I have done is I have combined the ordinary, everyday, household, strike-anywhere match and a waterproof firecracker. I just glue the firecracker to the match. So that the fuse of the firecracker is touching the head of the match, and just leave it, let it dry. What does one do with one of these things? Well, it should be self-explanatory, but well, what this allows you to do then is to go out in the rain when there's water flowing down your gutters, or you can go to a small creek and stand in on a bridge. And you can just light these firecrackers just by striking them up against a rough surface, making sure the fuse gets lit, and then you just throw it in the water. And it floats downstream because, yes, that match is not only there to ignite the firecracker, but also provides flotation. If the firecracker doesn't float, it will sink in a deep creek. And you don't get to hear the firecracker, which defeats the purpose of having a firecracker to begin with. So, however, if you're just, you know, dropping these in the gutter outside your house so they float down the street, you know, it doesn't really matter. Still, the flotation is important. Trust me. If you're not familiar with waterproof firecrackers, yes, they do exist. They're not really any different than regular firecrackers, other than the ends are sealed with plaster and the fuses are not made of paper. They are made of VSCO, which is that green stuff. Yes, VSCO is an industry term for the waterproof fuses that you see on fireworks. Usually they're green and lacquered, and they have oxidizers built right into their chemical composition, so you don't have to worry about them getting wet. You cannot starve them of oxygen. They will burn in a vacuum. I don't know why you'd ever be in a vacuum, but if you ever are, remember that you can, in fact, light your fireworks as long as you have an ignition source that it also has its own oxygen. But we won't get into this because this is not the science show. You're listening to Tobe on Anon Radio. So let's let these dry. We gotta let the glue dry, so we gotta find something else to do. And I think what we're going to do right now is go get in my car, the last of the VHF interceptors. Yes, that's the name of my car. The short name is sometimes just Crime Mobile, the Mobile Crime Laboratory, so to speak. So let's go get in the car right now and go take a radio with us, and we'll go listen to some stuff. Okay, so I've gotten into my car, and I drove. Where did I drive to, you might be wondering? Well, I'm sitting in a parking lot, and I think I'm thinking this is a bank parking lot. I don't really know. I'm unconcerned. I chose this location mainly for its view, and I'm overlooking a Wendy's restaurant, if you want to call it that. It's just a crappy fast food joint. But I'm looking at all of the winners in the drive-thru, people who have subscribed to our drive-thru culture. Let's listen in on what they have to say in Wendy's drive-thru. Order up.
Thank you for choosing Wendy's. I'll be with you in 1 second.
A lot of literate people here at Wendy's today. Let's see if we can get the order in. Think he's going to get a Baconator? Think he's going to get a Wendy's fresh salad? Yeah, not with those rims. Those are 22-inch rims. He's not eating a salad. I bet he's going for the Baconator.
Sorry about the waiting order, whatever you're ready.
Yeah, I just need a,
Well?
A four-piece, regular chicken nugget with honey mustard.
Alright.
And a junior bacon, cheeseburger.
Okay.
And let me try,
get a Baconator.
Let me try that all natural lemonade, a small.
Alright, that everything for you?
Yeah, can I get light ice on that lemonade?
We don't have.
That'd be y'all.
Alright, I have it set out the window.
We don't have light ice, we only have full calorie ice. Well, wasn't that exciting? Okay, next up we got some pickup daddy. It's a big crew cab type pickup. He probably has a big appetite. He's got one of those construction daddy toolboxes in the back. He's got some nice rims on his truck, and he's got the aftermarket flares on the wheel wells, because I don't know why. He doesn't want mud to splatter up on his truck, or maybe he's just trying to look cool. The line today is moving rather slowly here at Wendy's. Excuse for a hamburger. I wouldn't dream of eating here. I can't imagine why anybody else does. But there's no accounting for taste. If this line would move, maybe this pickup truck could get up and put his order in. Come on, people. It's only supposed to be a 2-minute wait for these types of things. Alright. Something happening? No, nothing's happening. We're still sitting here waiting at Wendy's. Oh, is this line moving finally? It looks like we might be moving. Oh boy. Do you think this guy in the pickup truck is going to order a Baconator? He's actually got two people in the truck. There's somebody in the passenger side, so maybe we've got a 50-50 chance of hearing a Baconator order. Oh, I'm so excited. The anticipation is palpable. I can actually palpate the anticipation. Although the line still isn't moving. The person up at the window is probably complaining about their sauces. Oh, I got the wrong dipping sauces. Or they're complaining about their delicious drinks because, you know, a Diet Coke is so much different than a regular Coke. And I'm an individual. I have to have my Diet Coke. Oh boy, is this line ever going to move? Okay, we might be getting some action now. Let's turn up the radio. Bing, can I take your order, you monkey? And he's pulling up in his truck. Here we go.
Thank you for choosing Wendy's. You may order whenever you're ready.
A junior bacon cheeseburger and a medium chocolate frosty.
What? No Baconator?
You said junior bacon, right?
Yes, junior bacon cheeseburger.
Medium chocolate frosty, is that everything?
His order was $4.26, and he didn't get a Baconator. He got a junior bacon cheeseburger. And another car has just pulled up. It looks like it's some kind of, you know, one of those OJ murder mobiles. I don't know what they're called. Looks like it's got a Kato on the side, and I think there's some gloves. He's got some rims too. Let's see what this guy orders. Maybe he'll finally get a Baconator. Or maybe a Wendy's fresh salad. Yeah, and the line is starting to move a little bit. Now if Pickup Daddy will just drive up. Mr. OJ Murdermobile can place his order. Here we go.
Thank you for choosing Wendy's. You may order whatever you wish.
Can I have a junior cheeseburger and a value natural cut fry?
Is that everything?
That's it.
I have a photo at the window.
Bacon junior cheeseburgers must be the most popular thing here, not the Baconator. Oh well, it looks like we're not going to get any Baconator orders today, kids. So let's go somewhere else. While I'm driving, I want you to listen to this next piece of music. Here on Anon Radio, you're listening to Tobe. Hope you enjoyed that little musical interlude. My name is Tobe. You are listening to Anon Radio. And today, if you're just joining us, we are in my car, the last of the VHF Interceptors. You might recognize that reference from, I think it was Mad Max or one of those movies, where one of the cops was talking about the car, and he said, "Oh, it's the last of the V8 interceptors." Well,
my car is not a V8, but it intercepts VHF like you wouldn't believe. While you were listening to the music, I drove, about another mile and a half north to a Krispy Kreme donut place. And now, we're going to see if anybody wants to buy any donuts. Here comes a donut-eating sucker.
Krispy Kreme order whenever you're ready.
Alright. What's to the side? They only have donuts. He's looking for the Baconator. What's it going to be, Chief?
Can I get a dozen original glazed donuts?
Anything else?
Okay.
And
did he say a dozen? Yeah.
Ooh, employees talking back to each other.
So just a dozen donuts?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be $7.99 at the window.
Alright, thanks.
Woohoo, a whole dozen donuts. Maybe he broke up with his girlfriend. Maybe he's gonna go home and eat them all right now. And watch a romantic comedy starring Matthew McConaughey and somebody else. You know what? I'm tired of donuts already. Let's go somewhere else.
Oh boy, we got a dial tone. Let's get this patched in. All right, driving around. Looks like we got a phone call. And she's watching TV.
Good morning, Boone Brothers.
Good morning, may I speak to Larry Slaughter, please?
Sure. In Hollywood. And a
lot. No, you may not speak to him. All right, let's talk to Larry now.
Hi, Larry. This is Lee.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. It's kind of cold, huh?
Yeah.
Only if you're old.
Yeah.
A little white stuff coming down.
Oh, there. It isn't here yet.
Get up the 3 to 5 inches they're calling for.
Yeah.
It's going to rain. Hooray.
I don't know where I'm going to put that stuff right now.
Oh, okay. I've got it in the garage, so.
She doesn't know where to hide her weed.
You can't get your stuff in there then, can you?
Well, I got the car in there. It's fine.
How come you brought the bed back right away?
Maybe he wasn't sleepy.
Well, we'll move it out so we have it taken care of for you.
Well, how come you didn't bring your stuff? It's more valuable than mine.
Yeah, we'll be getting that next time.
Well,
need something to sit on over there.
Yeah, I hear everything's out of the house.
It's a boxes and clothes and stuff.
The private lives of boring people.
Oh, no, she's got some clothes in there, yeah.
What, is it Elmer's?
No, they're in Grandma's closet.
What closet?
Grandma's closet. Pay attention.
In the green room?
Yeah, that front green room.
That's most Elmer's.
Is it almost all Elmer's?
Yeah, because I went through that.
Oh, okay.
That might be the dress you wore to your wedding.
I bet it is. What time is it?
Okay. I do have probably some small items there. You probably can drop off or something. Your picture and then some pictures of the grandkids and of your kids and stuff. And all that. And a couple bowls for Deanna that had Deanna's name on it.
Well, what are you guys going to do, the washing machine and dryer?
I'm not real sure yet. We'll have to kind of...
Maybe you could sell it.
...through and see what we're going to do on that part.
Get some money.
On that.
Buy a more secure phone.
The realtor, and he says if we sell with the house, that really doesn't add too much to it at all, the washer and dryer, don't he, says, usually?
No.
So he said they're better just go ahead and sell them off.
The refrigerator probably does.
Yeah, the refrigerator would, he said, but the washer and dryer and the stove would help.
Oh, that's too bad.
There.
Your appliances are worthless.
Did they appraise, walk through and tell you what they could get?
He walked through it and measured it and everything, and he said he'd get back with me the first of this week.
Who'd you get?
The Pope.
That guy.
That guy, did he seem nice?
Yeah, it seemed to be real nice.
Yeah, we don't have to have it appraised until a mortgage comes through, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
I really don't have to have it appraised at all. It's just,
As is.
As is, basically, yeah. We'll have to work that out.
You can pay too much if you want.
See that.
It's up to you. Your bank doesn't care.
What do you have to do with it? See what we can get out of it.
What did he, have any idea?
No, he didn't. He wouldn't say it all. That's fine.
It's worthless.
Well, that's good. Then he's going to go study probably the value of that area, too.
Yeah, he says the house has been going pretty good in that area, so.
He's going to make up a number off the top of his head.
That way.
These people are boring.
Can you get your car in there?
Mm-hmm.
Did you tear the settee down?
I'm sorry, what?
On the porch, the Rubbermaid?
No, that's together.
Yeah, I'm pretty tired of these people already. Let's go ahead and find something else to listen to.
I wonder what.
Let's
all the,
scroll through the banks of the old scanner here. See what we can find, and I'll keep driving. See if we can hit a target.
Pardon?
And while we're out and about, I'd like to take this time to remind you that you are listening to Anon Radio, and I would also like to remind you that this is why you need to use and own a landline. Everybody laughs, oh, landlines, they're so 19th century. Yes, they are, and that means that people like me can't drive around and listen to your phone calls. So, the next time you're on your phone and it's not a landline, remember, I'm listening. Okay, well, we're back in my neighborhood now, and I think I've found something going here. It's not in English, but, you know, that's my neighborhood for you. Let's see if we can patch this in. Sounded like French for a minute. Oh, and we're cutting out. This is a one-sided conversation.
Okay, and so good.
Galaxy Auto Plus.
Yeah.
G-A-L-L-A X-Y Auto Plus. R-O-T-O
X-Y. This must be Spanish.
P-L-A-C-E. Autoplace. Fasa komano amana alomano telephone, ja.
Yeah, I wouldn't talk about it on the telephone either.
Have a telephone.
Have a telephone.
You're on the telephone.
656.
80.
656.
This also sounds like French.
Okay, fax.
Fax. 716-656-8035.
Okay.
Yeah, I started to recognize some of those numbers. Those are French numbers, or at least sounded like French numbers. But it sounded like he was speaking Spanish earlier. And in my experience, if you hear a language and it halfway sounds like Spanish and it halfway sounds like French, that usually means it's Portuguese. I don't speak any Portuguese. I don't think. No, not to the best of my knowledge. But I do know some Portuguese people. I'll have to go take this to them and say, hey, is this Portuguese? My friend is actually a dual citizen. He was born in the Azores, which I think is a... Is it an archipelago, or is it just some other kind of island chain somewhere off the coast of Portugal and or Spain? What do they call that? The Iberian Peninsula? So, if you know any Iberians, tell them to listen to Anon Radio, specifically this show in the archive, and ask them, does that sound like Portuguese to you? Well, I think it's time we start trying to wrap this up. I'm kind of running out of time, and I probably need to go home. So, I'm going to drive home, and while I'm driving home, I want you to listen to this very important message from our sponsor.
There's just one place to go for all your spatula needs.
Spatula City! Spatula City!
A giant warehouse of spatulas for every occasion. Thousands to choose from in every shape, size, and color. And because we eliminate the middleman, we can sell all our spatulas factory direct to you. Where do you go when you want to buy name brand spatulas at a fraction of retail cost?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
And this weekend only, take advantage of our special liquidation sale. Buy 9 spatulas, get the 10th one for just 1 penny. Don't forget, they make great Christmas presents.
And what better way to say I love you than with the gift of a spatula?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
Hello, this is Cy Greenbloom, president of Spatula City. I like their spatulas so much, I bought the company.
Spatula City, 7 locations. We're in the yellow pages under spatulas.
My, where did you get that lovely spatula?
Spatula City, we sell spatulas, and that's all.
I had a safe drive home. The traffic was a little sketchy, but I persevered. Perseverance, it's a strong quality to have. So I'm back in my control room with all the buttons and knobs and all the blinking lights and keyboards and all the fun things I have, including this thing. Yeah, I took 2 siren whistles and a PVC T coupling, and I glued the siren whistles to the T coupling so I have a double siren whistle, and I can make crazy sounds like this. Isn't that fun? I knew you'd think so. And since this is radio, you might as well make some crazy noises. My name's Tobe. You've been listening to Anon Radio. I'm having a super good time, but my time is just about up. So stay tuned for the Barnacle Hour, or the Barnacle 2 Hours. It's always entertaining and informative. My name's Tobe. I'm the president of the Dubious Goals Committee and the corrupt chief officer of SAME. Email me if you want. I'm out of here.